everybody. Welcome back to the Students Beyond Borders podcast. Today, Sarah and I are going to be chatting about a question we get from our students a lot, and something you guys are probably thinking about right now is, how do I choose where to study abroad? So Sarah, you studied abroad in Madrid. How did you land on Spain?
Yeah, so I was sitting in a freshman Spanish language class, and someone came in and gave a presentation about study abroad. And in that class, I learned that I could get 2 years worth of language credits in one semester and essentially complete a minor practically by going abroad. And so I decided right then and there that I was going to get a minor in Spanish, and my head just went straight to Spain.
And what was it about Madrid specifically that called your name?
Well, yeah, at the time USAC had multiple study abroad programs in Spain. We still do. There's five. But I was really choosing between San Sebastian, Alicante, and Madrid. And I sat with a USAC program advisor and said, you know, how do I pick between these programs? And essentially, I chose Madrid because it was just very different from where I was currently living. I grew up in Lake Tahoe, very beach town, small town. I was going to school in Reno, but at the time it still felt really small. And Alicante and San Sebastian to me were just a little similar to what I was used to. And Madrid was almost like moving to the big city. And so that's why I chose Madrid.
Yeah, I think that's really common that students tend to gravitate towards a study abroad location that's completely unlike their hometown or where they're going to university, something totally different. So I think a lot of people can relate to that. I know I can for sure.
Yeah.
What do you wish you had done differently when deciding where to study abroad, going through that journey?
I mean, I definitely wish I would have looked into other programs where you can learn Spanish. I think my brain just went straight to Spain because that's where a lot of students' brains go, and Europe. And I loved Europe and I loved Spain, but there's a lot of other places you can learn Spanish. But also at the time with USAC, there wasn't as many program options as there are now. But I wish I would, yeah, just explored a little more options and maybe been a little braver in my choices. Europe was a very comfortable decision. But, you know, once again, I absolutely loved it. I have no regrets. And at the time, that's just what worked for me. But how did you choose? You studied abroad in Paris.
I did.
Quintessential study abroad location.
Oh, yeah.
How did you choose your location?
When I decided to study abroad, I think the process from the time I said, okay, heck yeah, let's do it, to I submitted all my paperwork, was officially enrolled, was couple weeks, maybe a month. I decided very, very quickly, like right before the deadline, that I wanted to go. Something in my head just snapped. But I chose Paris specifically because I had been studying French since I was in middle school. So I already had quite an extensive background and knowledge in the language. And I wanted, obviously, to continue to speak it and pursue that more. But Paris specifically stuck out to me because even though I was a psychology major, I was really interested in fashion and the arts. And so I wanted to be somewhere that I could really immerse myself in that whole world. And then I really wanted access to different landmarks and cultural points like Versailles. We took a field trip to all that good stuff. I wanted to be able to really tap into the history of the country as well, which Paris allowed me to do pretty easily.
Yeah, I think that all makes total sense. Very like typical what goes through your head when you're wanting to study abroad. All those things mattered a lot to me too. Did Paris fulfill all of your wishes when you look back on it? Are you happy that's where you chose?
You know, it's, of course, it's hard to not be satisfied with living in Paris. But now that I'm a little older, matured a little bit, and also working through USAC, have a deeper understanding of what study abroad can provide, should provide. I wish, like you had said, gone a little bit outside of my comfort zone a little more. Paris was a safe option. Most everybody I interacted with at least spoke a little bit of English if I needed it. You know, it was a big city with all the amenities I could ever need. And so now I wish I'd gone a little bit more out of my comfort zone, gone to maybe a smaller town, something I wasn't as quite familiar with, something that, you know, not everybody knew about, a little more unique, and then maybe had done a homestay or something like that too, just to kind of push myself a little more, because that's the whole point of study abroad, right? But, you know, hindsight's 2020, and I still love my experience, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
Yeah, well, and I think we're in a unique position, because we're in study abroad, like, all day, every day. I see students, you know, going to just really cool places. But, you know, at that time, it wasn't who I was. It wasn't what I was looking for. And the Spain program provided me just with exactly what I wanted. So I don't have any complaints.
Exactly.
Now it's just made me a more brave traveler as an adult, which is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the same thing, that looking back on my study abroad experience and not having regrets or anything, but still having kind of those things to check off my bucket list, definitely makes me more of an adventurous traveler, more willing to get outside my comfort zone, try new things, you know, leave it all out on the table, all that stuff for sure.
So we asked some of our alumni to weigh in on how to choose a study abroad location. So let's go through their answers and see what they said. So Emily said, go to wherever you have always wanted to go. Don't let other people try to convince you to go to a better country. I've always wanted to go to China, and I did, and I loved it. I can't tell you how many people thought I was crazy or tried to convince me to go somewhere else, like Europe, which would have been fascinating as well, I'm sure. Yeah, don't let anyone ever tell you, you know, if you know where you want to go, everywhere is amazing. And you're going to have an incredible experience no matter where you go.
Something I mentioned is, since study abroad is a time to be really selfish, I think. It's a life-changing experience. It's a huge investment, not only financially, but as a time commitment and academically as well. And so definitely don't let people sway you one way or another. I experienced this when I studied abroad. My sister was kind of umming and ahhing about studying abroad, and I said, well, I'm going to France. I'm going to Paris. You can come if you want, but I'm not changing my mind. And there was a little bit of back and forth on that. Well, let's find something we both want to go to. Or what about this? What about that? And I said, too bad. See you later.
This is where I'm going.
You know, and so I'm so glad I did. And yeah, definitely don't compromise because of the status quo, or your friends want to go somewhere else, or what have you. At With Love says, find out what program works with your budget and major, and then look up photos and get stoked. I agree. A lot of people mention looking at photos and videos. It's a great way to get a sense of what is happening in a particular country. Definitely start there for sure.
Yeah, and we do have on our YouTube channel, we have a lot of day in the life videos, tours of cities provided by students, tours of universities. We have a lot of student content. So that's a great place to research a program and to see what it's going to look like on the ground. All right, at B.Presley00 said, look at key things, price, reviews, dig into what is available in the area. So this was, price was something else that obviously comes up for a lot of students. You want something that's affordable. USAC, we do our best to offer really affordable programs, and we also offer a budget sheet that's super helpful for students to determine what your entire costs are going to be, like, for the semester potentially. But yeah, definitely, I think there's, pricing wise, there's options for really like any price range. So don't let, you know, don't let your budget deter you from thinking you can have an amazing experience.
And on that note, on budgeting, we do have an episode with our scholarships coordinator, Sonia. It was our last episode. So be sure to check that out. We talk about scholarships that are available, application tips, anything that can kind of help you get going on planning your budget and funding for study abroad. That was episode 5. So scroll back a little, take a listen to that as well. At Triceratop8, I like that name, Triceratop.
That finally just came together for me when you said it out loud.
Good old dinosaur pun. Says she chose her program based on the language she wanted to learn and the culture she wanted to know. So Sarah and I both studied abroad based on language learning, which USAC offers language courses in more than 20 languages. So there's definitely an option out there for you, for sure. But then culture as well. Of course, like we said, getting outside of your comfort zone. The whole point of study abroad, in my opinion, and probably in most of your opinions, is to experience a different culture, So definitely think about what stands out to you culture-wise for sure.
Ali Mangia says, class options, language, location to other countries and cities, and most importantly, food.
Food.
Food. Yes. I took this answer because, wow. I mean, everything else she says is stuff a lot of students have said, but she was the only person to bring up food, and that's a legit thing. One, you really should go somewhere that you are going to like the food, or it's going to be a bit of a problem. But study abroad, so much about study abroad and learning a new culture is experiencing the food culture. We offer cooking classes in a lot of our locations, and food is just something that brings people together, brings cultures together. We just released a USAC cookbook that has recipes from around the world. So yeah, I mean, don't forget about the fact that you have to eat 3 meals a day and definitely take that into consideration on where you're choosing to go.
Yeah, that's a big one for sure. Everybody loves food. I mean, I love food. I chose one of the food capitals of the world, so I can't argue with that tip at all. At annabaru.ne says, whether the location you're interested in offers courses that can fulfill your academic requirements. This is a great point to make because, like I said, I chose a location with courses that I was interested in and a topic that I wanted to explore more, but I was knocking off some gen ed requirements off my list, but nothing towards my major. And so that's something to really consider, is whether or not you'll be able to fulfill some sort of academic requirement if you have specific courses you have to take for graduation, and making sure that study abroad can keep you on that path. There's definitely ways you can get creative with this, but it's important to remember that study abroad is not just a vacation, but it's an academic investment that, you know, as exciting and fun as it is still ideally going to help you get one step closer to graduation.
Yeah, and speaking of vacation, the next student at kate.houghton said, I chose a place I wouldn't vacation to someday and wanted to know the everyday life. Which we've talked a lot about this already, just immersing in the culture, but I think that's a really great way to think about it. You're not going on a vacation. You're going to live somewhere else for an extended period of time. And if it's somewhere that you're willing to just go on a week-long vacation, you know, save it for a vacation.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it for sure. At Maddie Stasho said, look at the field trips included to see what interests you most. This is also a big important part of study abroad is field trips, of course. Like I said with my study abroad, I chose a program that offered me the opportunity to explore a lot of historical locations within Paris itself and France as a whole. And that's a really important thing. You're going to be spending a lot of time exploring either your host city or the country with your USAC cohort. So definitely take a look at the field trips offered. They're all on our website under each program page, of course, and see what interests you. There's also optional tours and field studies you can add on for credit that will get you out and exploring and learning more about your country and the culture.
Some of my favorite memories from studying abroad were the USAC coordinated field trips. Just everyone, the whole group's together, you're going new places and everyone's experiencing all these things together for the first time. We went all over Spain when I was there. Yeah, really great field trips. So yeah, that's really great advice as well. All right, we have two left for student suggestions. At Ali Inertiaga, that's not how you pronounce that. Sorry, Ali. She says, look at your academic and professional goals. So obviously we've talked a lot about academics, but Ali was the first person to mention professional goals, which is also a huge thing to take into consideration. There's so many opportunities that come with studying abroad that can link back to your professional career, which I think is hard because most students in college, if you study abroad, your sophomore, junior year, you're probably not thinking about your post-college career yet, but you can get involved in internships. You can make connections with people around the world. You can network with businesses. And aside from that, there's so many hard skills and soft skills that you learn from being abroad in general that can all be applied towards your professional goals.
Yeah, that's a big thing for sure. I know when I study abroad, learn a lot of those soft skills that you speak of. I didn't have the opportunity to participate in an internship program or anything professional like that, but even still, time management, you learn confidence, problem solving, interpersonal communication, all of those soft skills are going to stand out to employers on your resume when you're applying for jobs, internships, what have you. And so don't discredit the experience as something that can't help you advance in your career, because it definitely, definitely can. You're going to grow, and you're going to learn, and you're going to, you know, face challenges that you don't expect to, and they're all going to help you become a bigger, better version of yourself.
Well said.
And the last one, at Raj.00 said, as a minority student, I thought about how diverse the city was. Madrid was a great choice. This is a great point that I think a lot of students don't consider, is the diversity of the location that they're studying abroad in. And not only the diversity within the locals and the community in there, but how you might fit in or not fit in as a student there. I myself, studying in Paris, I blended in. Multiple people thought I was French because of the way I look. Apparently I carried myself like a French woman, which I was very proud of at the time.
That just means like with students, a baguette in your hand at all times?
Yep. And a beret and a striped shirt, and I fit in all the time. But a lot of students want to study abroad somewhere that they're not going to fit in, right? That's obviously an even better way to really get to know a culture, is if you're not familiar with it at all already. So keep that in mind, but then keep in mind, as a minority, whether it's a racial minority or you're a member of the LGBTQ community, to consider those options for you as well, and how you can fit in as a student and navigate as a minority in that country, and what resources are available to you.
So that was a roundup of some of the great answers we got from alumni about why they chose their study abroad location. And then to finish it out, we just have a couple more tips from us over here at USAC and how we usually help students pick their location. So the first one is to ask yourself, what are my goals for studying abroad? There are countless reasons that students study abroad. So knowing your goals essentially is going to really help you narrow down your options. And your goals can really be anything. It can be to learn a new language, to fulfill a school requirement, gain an international experience. Maybe your goal is just to see the world. Think about what you truly want to achieve and accomplish with your study abroad, and that will help you narrow down where to go.
The next thing to consider that I think a lot of students don't think about is whether you want to focus on language learning or if you'd prefer to study in an English-speaking country. All of our programs offer some sort of language learning. Even if you're on a partnership campus in an English-speaking country, you are able to take language courses there. But none of our programs have a language requirement. So you can decide to go to China without speaking any of the native language, or France or Spain or what have you. But think about that, and think about the kind of obstacles that come with language learning as well. How comfortable are you stumbling through, you know, ordering in a language you don't understand, or taking directions on the metro or a bus or what have you, speaking in front of a class in a foreign language as you're learning? You know, these are all things to consider that either fit inside people's comfort zones or don't.
Yeah, and I think something else to add to that to think about is some locations, even if English isn't the first language, they speak English really well, but others they really don't. Like Italy is a great example. We have 4 programs in Italy, and if you go to Torino, you are probably going to encounter quite a few people that speak Italian, or yes, you're going to encounter a lot of people that speak Italian, but you're probably going to encounter quite a few people that speak English, but you probably don't have to learn Italian to survive. But if you go to Viterbo, which is a very small city, most people do not speak English there. So you will be learning the language. And I think that's something else to just keep in mind, is if you go somewhere, if you're not going to learn the language, which is totally fine, make sure you are prepared for the level of English speaking in the country that you choose. So another tip that we ask students to think about is there an ideal time for you to study abroad? Essentially, you can study abroad with USAC anytime throughout your college career, but that doesn't mean it's going to line up with what you have going on. You have a school schedule, there's graduation plans, there's a financial situation, there's academic requirements, there's personal things you want to achieve in college. There's so many different factors to go into it. Really think about when is going to be a best time for you. If you're short on time, maybe you go over the summer. If you're really short on time, you can consider a January winter session. It's only 3 weeks long. And then you can study abroad again later. We have semester programs, we have year-long programs, and now we offer these accelerated programs that are 90 days or less for students who just don't have a whole semester, really great for quarter students. Really sit down and think about when is the best time for you to go abroad, because that will probably affect your decision as well.
Yeah, and on that note, it's okay if you miss out on stuff happening back home. You're going to miss something when you're studying abroad, right? There's no way around it. So know that study abroad is an experience that can't be replaced. And it's okay if stuff's happening back home that you might be missing out on, that your friends are saying, oh, we wish you were here. We're sad you're not here.
Yeah, looking back, it's pretty easy to not care so much about things you're missing. But at the time, yeah, those are all things that are, figure out what's important to you and what you're willing to miss and what you're not willing to miss.
The next piece of advice we have is to consider whether you prefer to live in an urban environment, a bigger city, or somewhere rural, off the beaten path, big town, small town. We have 50 programs in over 25 countries, and so you're able to find something no matter what you're looking for. So do some research, narrow down kind of what is appealing to you, and then maybe chat with an advisor about the different options in each of those countries that, you know, have different benefits to each of them and see what works best. We also have a blog post on our blog, which is blog.usac.edu, that breaks down where to study abroad based on your personality. So if you go to our blog and just type in personality in the search bar, it should come up. And that breaks down kind of interests and big city, small city, all of that stuff. And then also think about the type of climate that you want to be in. Do you want it to be tropical? Do you want it to be more urban? Do you want to be on the beach? Do you want to be by the mountains? All of that stuff. Weather is really important. I knew that I wanted to be somewhere where I could experience a couple different seasons, not just hot summer on the beach the whole time. So think about that as well.
Which leads us to our last, but certainly not least, bit of advice is to ask yourself if you're more interested in a traditional, as in Western Europe or Australia, New Zealand type study abroad, or non-traditional locations like Asia, Africa, Latin America. So this is really important when it comes to USAC, because we're known for offering programs in lesser known areas of a country. And that's why if you look at the programs we offer in Brazil, you won't see one in São Paulo. Our programs in Florianópolis, which is a beautiful island that has like 40 something beaches in it. And same thing with Costa Rica. We don't offer a program in San Jose. Our programs are in Punta Arenas, Heredia, and San Ramon, which are places you probably never heard of. Thailand, our programs are in Chiang Mai and Konkan, not in Bangkok. And we do that for a reason. We do that so that you're going to have a better immersion experience. But we also do offer more popular locations. Needless to say, really think about whether you are looking for that traditional or non-traditional experience.
Yeah, and one thing on the non-traditional locations versus traditional too that I like to talk with students about is more often than not, programs in those traditional Western Europe, Australia, New Zealand locations, such as like Prague or Bilbao, they typically have a larger group of students that attend these programs. And so that's something to think about as well. Do you want to be studying abroad with a cohort of 30, 40 students, or a handful of students, 10 students that might give you more of a chance to branch out, or on the flip side, might give you an opportunity to form even stronger bonds with the group that you're with? Think about those things as well, because you will be spending a lot of time with your USAC group. Of course, you can branch out and meet locals and explore the city and all of that stuff, but you will be with these students a lot. And so that's something to consider as well. Would you rather have a big group of people or a smaller, tight-knit group?
So that's maybe it. I don't know. Nicole, do you have any, now that we've gone through all these, has anything else popped in your mind for any additional tips for students on how to pick their study abroad location?
Yeah, the only other thing that I would definitely advise you to consider, which we've talked about already, we've touched on it this episode as well as last episode, is your budget and thinking about what program offers you the most bang for your buck. One, of course, non-traditional locations, some smaller cities, smaller towns are most often lower costs of living. So consider that, of course. Like Sarah mentioned earlier, you can look at all the budget sheets on our website for each program. But think about that. Think about what you prioritize in your study abroad. Do you prioritize an internship? And do you want to be able to allocate some funds towards that deposit? Or do you value a homestay versus living in your own apartment, because those are different costs, or a dorm? Do you value being somewhere where you can take easy public transportation, or are you okay spending money on airfare travel to get, you know, further away if you need to, when you are doing all of your excursions on your own and with your roommates, that kind of stuff. And general cost of living, are you going to be eating out a lot? Do you want to cook at home? If you're at a homestay, that's not an issue, but there is a fee associated with that, so they can feed you, of course. So think about all those things as well.
Yeah, definitely try and take in the bigger picture. And yeah, if you are listening and you have questions about any of our programs, you can always reach out to us. You can email us at studyabroad@usac.edu. We'll also connect you with alumni if you want to speak with people who have studied abroad in a location before. Everyone in our office has traveled extensively. Our program advisors have visited the locations that they advise for. So there's lots of people that can tell you a lot about the program location. That's what we're here for, is to help you find the perfect study abroad location for you.
And like I said earlier in the podcast, please be selfish when you're planning your study abroad. Don't settle. Give yourself the program that you want. Make those dreams come true.
Amen, sister. And on that note, we will see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to Students Beyond Borders, a podcast brought to you by the University Studies Abroad Consortium.
Please listen and subscribe on Buzzsprout or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow USAC on all your favorite social media channels at Study Abroad USAC.
If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave us a review. We'd love to hear your feedback.
And if you'd like to be on the podcast or have a question for us about study abroad, you can email us at studyabroad@usac.edu.